Blog Talk Radio.
And I wish somebody so would.
It's on fire.
Oh.
It's on fire.
Oh.
Listeners, you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host,
Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are praying that somebody's soul would catch on fire. That was the sound of Azusa, Bishop Carlton Pearson. And we thank God for you, all of our listeners. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that the music that you hear is a blessing to you, and that this gospel message goes around the world. Thank God for you, you, and you. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. You can call in a little later when we open up the lines. If you'd like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com if you'd like to reach out to us. We want you to know that we are on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. And so we want you to reach out to us on all those forms of social media. Send us a friend request or like our page. We will be delighted to hear with you. We want you to share our page. We want you to know that on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Tumblr, there's a direct link to Global Gospel. All you have to do is click on the link. All our shows are archived, so you can listen to our show at any time of day or night. Again, we thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel. We want to shout out our sponsors on this afternoon. Shout out to Third Lounge, Brother Ryan Wilson, for all of your media production needs. Check out Third Lounge. And then we want to shout out Abyssinia. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Sister Lois Lynn Carter. Certainly want to shout out Honor Thy Sweets. So we thank God for all of you, our sponsors. And then we want to shout out to those that are listening, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois. Thank God for you, you, and you. I can't call you all. To those that are listening to the North in Canada, to the South in Brazil, South America, the West Indies, to those on the continent of Africa, South Africa, Ghana, Congo, we thank God for you. For those on the European continent, England, Spain, Italy, thank God for you. For those that are in Japan and India and Australia, thank God for you, you, and you. Then shout out to our frequent listeners, to the Thompson family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Johnson family, the Townsend family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Locke family, the Hernandez family, the Allen family, the Davis family, the Furman family. We thank God for you, you, and you. Jones family, thank God. Johnson family, thank God for you, you, and you. And certainly, you can always send us, leave us a comment in the comment section, and certainly we'll be glad to shout you out on this Saturday afternoon. For those that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And it simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so our message on today is still the same, that Jesus Christ heals, he delivers, he saves, and he sets free. The gospel is for the rich, the poor, the black, the white, to those that are in need, those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal, those that have no money, no job, no place to live. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to every need in your life. And certainly we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. So that means the gospel is for everybody. And certainly we're going to talk a little bit more about that today and let you know that, yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody. And we thank you for sharing with us today. We know that we're in the Pentecost season, and certainly we do want to honor that season. And so we're going to have a message for you in just a few minutes, but we're going to take another break and give you some time to prepare yourself to hear God's word, to read it with us, and to listen in. Come on down. Stay tuned and be blessed.
We got in the room tonight. Come on.
Certainly, we do have a little technical calamities going on here. But certainly we are going to take a break, and certainly we will be back. Simply says the Holy Ghost, and we want you to know that we are live, and so we want you to have a live experience so you can let your family, friends, and neighbors know that certainly they can join in with us. They still have time to join. Reverend Milton Brunson, the Holy Ghost. Stay tuned.
One.
got nothing but the Holy Ghost, and it's moving. Our scripture for today, we want you to tune in. We are back, and certainly we thank you for all of you that have particularly, may perhaps have joined us, and certainly also want to shout out MPT Enterprise, Brother Marlon Townsend, and certainly we also want to shout out Nevaeh's Cake Creation, Natalie and Nevaeh. And certainly we just thank God for all of you that are listening in as well. Second chapter of Acts, I am going to begin reading at chapter 2 of Acts and verse 5. Our number, once again, call in number 619-924-0800. Acts chapter 2, chapter 5. I'm going to read the NIV version. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said they had too much wine. And so for a few minutes after this next selection, we are going to come back and we are going to talk about the call to all. The call to all. Stay tuned. I hear you calling my name.
Thank you.
Lord, I hear you calling my name. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word. We pray that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free by your power divine. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Certainly, it is only in him that we will receive our life's reward. The call to all. Church as we know it has changed so much in the past year that we've had to call to memory the days of our past, the days of our youth, revivals, tent meetings, prayer meetings, Friday night service, Sunday evening service, joy night, and last but not least, the celebration of Pentecost. Young and old, men and women dressed in white, not just any white, but the white that you only see at the gathering of the saints. It's it's been called also White Sunday or Whit Sunday. It's not that white makes you a Christian, but it was associated with a certain lifestyle. And as I looked at social media posts, I got a vivid picture in my mind, and someone posted in their timeline the history of Pentecost, and they included the late apostle Johnny Washington Tabernacle of Prayer in it, and how he created in the 70s, 80s, 60s a certain type of celebration of Pentecost that others had not observed prior to that time in church history. And certainly I can remember one time traveling to Salisbury, Maryland, to a Tabernacle of Prayer, Bishop Edwards, and being a part of one of those Pentecostal celebrations. And we don't see much of that anymore because we are in a different place in time in church history. But here we are on day 49 and speaking from a biblical perspective. Shavuot was the original name of the celebration of the Feast of Weeks in Jewish history. And it was the celebration of the harvest when all those with pilgrim make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And the account is that Jesus had walked the earth for 40 days and the Holy Ghost descended 10 days after his ascension. And we also know the number of 50 to be the number of Jubilee. And it is a collaboration of seven Sabbaths following the Passover. It is a time of reflecting, of fasting, of prayer, of penance, of renewal, and refreshing. But in the passage of scripture, the reader, the believer, and the unbeliever gets a bird's eye view or even a worldview of the intent and purpose Jesus Christ. For years, evangelists and missionaries have been traveling the globe. In history, there was an unwritten law that imperial powers and colonial powers had the right to convert natives to Christianity whenever they came to a new line. And we know that in many ways, sometimes that colonialism or imperialism did more harm than good, but God works through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Now, the end is not yet. But the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is on television, it is on radio, it is on the news. Everybody has now left the four walls for one reason or the other. We have virtual worship and virtual membership, and it's on YouTube, the gospel. It's in our text message, our morning messages from our family and our friends. It's on Twitter. It's on Tumblr. It's on Instagram. The gospel is everywhere. But as we read the book of Acts of the Holy Spirit, the Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 1 and 2, I see three points that I would like to pull out. I'd like to pull out and look at the road to Pentecost, the room of Pentecost, the revelation of Pentecost, and the relationship of Pentecost. The road to Pentecost. Do you realize that everything placed in your life has put you on the road to Pentecost? this great meeting, this great celebration, this great jubilee. In Acts chapter 1, we find the world suffering from the great loss of the leader, Jesus Christ, but still in connection with the resurrected Christ. Don't miss it. So to those of you that who have lost a loved one, I encourage you, we can remember the dead person, but we have to move on and connect with the resurrected Christ. As pilgrims passing through, we will meet many, and many will fall by the wayside. But we have to keep on keeping on and holding up the bloodstained banner. The road to Pentecost, Jesus walked it himself. He let us know that he had to go away. And if he went away, the Comforter would come to lead us and to guide us in all truth and to bring all things to our remembrance. His road involved being whipped and beaten and bruised and crucified. The road to Pentecost required taking on the sins of the world. But yes, my Lord and your God, he traveled that road to Pentecost. It required bearing a cross and going on the cross and dying on the cross. But yes, God did it. And after all of that, I read also that he walked another road. He walked the Emmaus road, and he walked with his disciples after he had after his resurrection. And the disciples, after walking with him, declared that did not our hearts burn as the man of God talked to us along the way. And so while you travel this road with a resurrected Jesus, know that sometimes you're going to have to talk to him. Somebody said just a little talk with Jesus makes everything all right. And then another songwriter said, since I met Jesus, there's a burning deep down within. He holds me with an unseen power. Since I met Jesus, there's a burning. There comes a burning with the gospel of Jesus Christ. After being taken up by a cloud, Jesus was taken up by the cloud. The angels declared, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus will come again. And you need to know, as you travel the road, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck gazing. Don't stop like a deer in headlights, but keep moving. Keep moving. Keep driving forward, because certainly God has a plan and a purpose for your life. There may be sorrow in your road. There may be hurt. There may be pain. There may be disappointment. There may be sickness, but keep moving. I'm reminding of a story a few years ago. There was a tornado in Queens, New York, and someone stopped on the Grand Central Parkway and while the storm was going on. And because they stopped during the storm, a tree fell on their car and killed them. And I wonder what would have happened if they had kept driving and riding through the storm. They would not have become a target for that tree. And so I always remember that when you're in a storm, keep moving. Certainly because the psalmist said, I found safety while riding through the storm. And then I want to talk about the room. The room. They were with one accord in the room. We need to know that you can't go into every room. You can't go to every meeting because all spirits are not alike. So we need to caution where we go and who we go with. Don't feel obligated to hang with people that are not like-minded. We have seen too much and we know too much. We can't afford to keep company with strangers. Light has no fellowship with darkness. And this is not to say that we can't communicate with others, families and friends and neighbors, but we have to know our limits and our boundaries so that they can know their limits and boundaries. Why? Because in my room, I believe in praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, not praying, P-R-E-Y, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. And certainly a lot of people get praying and praying mixed up with each other. Some people want to pray for you, and other people want to pray against you or pray on you. So because you may be confused, I got to stay away. So when you find yourself in the company with those that are not like-minded, then you need to cast them out or you need to leave in the meantime. My room, my space, my territory. My room is a waiting room for the manifestation of God's promises. For all his promises are yea and amen. His word will not return to him void, but it will do what it was set out to accomplish. And so God moves in the room. And then Acts 2, chapter 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were in the room. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Where did this happen? It happened in the room first. The manifestation was in the room, but the revelation was outside the room. Revelation. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And we know that they were from different nations, because they were coming for the celebration of the Feast of Weeks. They were coming for the celebration of Pentecost, and they were amazed and astonished. Some were in doubt, and they didn't know what this means. Some were in hysterics. They were mocking each other. They were accusing the believers of being drunk with wine. And so we need to know, in this season, in this hour, in this moment of history, the gospel message has come to hit the street, to hit the outsiders, not for just those that are in the room, but those that are outside, those that can hear. The Holy Ghost has come to move in the room and out the room. You can't box it in. You can't patent it. You can't put a monopoly on it. You can't hold it down, because revelation is here. Paul said God has revealed the mystery to his apostles and his prophets. And those in the room and outside the room will know who God is. The call today is to all. Somebody said, I'm calling for all and waiting on none. That's another story. For with that confusion and all the unconfusion was like a fire. It went out to every, if you bring it up to date, it is for every denomination, every ethnic group. Revelation comes, with revelation comes relationship. And so here we are with the last point, relationship. The Holy Ghost takes a stand. The Holy Ghost bears witness that he that the Son sets free is free indeed. And so on today, we have to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. The Holy Ghost is our liberation. The Holy Ghost is our propitiation. It stands by you, and it stands with you, and it stands in you. It is in God that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. The call today is to all. The world has been bound and is still bound in racism. It's bound in criticism. It's bound in sexism. It has all types of isms, and it has all types of schisms. But the call is to all, to bring us out of all of those things. Many of us in this world have been bound in tradition. We've been bound in fables, in seducing spirits, in witchcraft, and generational curses. But Christ broke every curse when he was on the cross, and he broke every excuse. They all went on the cross. Every thorn in his brow reversed every curse of your family and my family. And so today we are empowered by the Holy Ghost. We are to be led by him. We are to be guided by him. We are to be taught by him. We are to be comforted by him. And then as we grow, we are to receive the gifts of the Spirit. So God challenges us now to walk in our calling. And so today we give honor, we give praise, we give glory, we rejoice in the God of our salvation, because he has not left us comfortless. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. He says, I'll be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. In times of trouble, he will hide us in his tabernacle. In the secret of his pavilion shall he hide us. So we thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank God for the call today. The call of salvation has gone out. The call of repentance has gone out. The call of regeneration has gone out. The call of redemption has gone out. And by his stripes, we are healed today of all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, and all we have to do is walk in it by faith. It's enough gifting that God has left with us to save the world. The call is to all. He said, whosoever will, let them come. And somebody put it this way, the Holy Ghost is a perfect gentleman. He will not himself on you. And so we need to know that on today, that God has come to save us, to heal us, to deliver us, to set us free. And though you've cried some tears, he is there to comfort you. And all we have to do is remember the road to Pentecost, the room to Pentecost, the revelation to Pentecost, and the relationship that Pentecost brings. Because certainly there is a relationship and there is a fellowship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We are Trinitarians. We believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God in us all, above us all, and through us all. He's in the room on today. God bless you, and stay tuned.
God be with us in the room. God be with us in the room. Sing, God be with us in the room. Sing, God. I need you to lift your voices and say, God be with us.
God be with us.
God be with us. In the room.
with us in the room. Certainly that is Lady Janitha Wright, and certainly she has been one of our guests here on Global Gospel. Lord, overtake us in the room. And certainly we've had our share of music selections today. And we want you to know our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Certainly we thank you all for tuning in. We have a few minutes left before the end of the hour, 619-924-0800. And we've heard today Bishop Carlton Pearson, Catch on Fire. And then we've heard Calling My Name, Bishop Hezekiah Walk in Love Fellowship, Nothing But the Holy Ghost, Reverend Milton Brunson and Thompson Community Choir, Lady Janitha Wright, First Lady in the room. Have a caller. Caller, God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend Townsend. This is Marlon calling here from Enterprise, calling to shout you out on this May 22nd, 2021. And it is my prayer that God continues to strengthen your heart and your mind.
Thank you, Marlon, MPT Enterprise. God bless you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, 619-924-0800, and certainly we want you to make your way to some form of worship on tomorrow. Continue to stay connected, certainly with the body of Christ, whether it's online, virtual, in person. Certainly no time to disconnect yourself from sound teaching and sound doctrine. And so as we close, I think we have two more selections to reflect this Pentecost season. And thank God that things are changing. And certainly we are returning somewhat to a normal state. We're sure that things aren't going to be like they were before, but we thank God for every little progress. Bishop G.E. Patterson, When the Fire Fell.
But I want you to think back, and I want you to remember the day when the Lord saved you, and especially remember the day when he baptized you in the Holy Ghost. And when I call your day, that's when I want you to stand up. I don't want you to stand up until I get to your day. But once I get to your day, then you can stand up and keep on standing until we get to the end. It goes like this. I was tarrying at the altar when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. I was cowering at the altar when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. It was Jesus, 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 when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was Jesus, 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 when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. It was on a Monday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Monday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Whoa, it was on a Tuesday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Tuesday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, it was on a Wednesday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Wednesday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell, it was on.
on a Friday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, it was on a Saturday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Saturday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, it was on a Sunday when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Sunday when the fire and the Lord
thank you for sharing our global gospel with us on this Saturday afternoon. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so we want you to remember to tell your family, your friends, and your neighbors to log on with us every Saturday while we're live. Certainly we're archived, and certainly you can listen to our archives at any time of day or night. Please do that, and you can also share it with your family and friends. Our number, 619-924-0800. Please reach out to us on social media or email if there's something that you would like to share with our listening audience. If God has given you a particular ministry or a book or a song or whatever it is, we thank God for all the ministry gifts that share with us from week to week. We thank God today for the call to all, and certainly we want you to be blessed as you go through the week, knowing that God has called you, and certainly he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Certainly he has called us with a holy call, and certainly it's not like any other call. Again, thank you for our sponsors, thank you for our listeners, family, friends, and neighbors, all those that are called in the beginning. Townsend, Normans, Thompsons, Wigan, Locke, Stevenson, Allen, Davis, Furman, Johnson. We thank God for all of you around the world. Continue to listen in, enjoy, and worship in this Pentecostal season. Certainly there is no God like our God. And certainly we are going to conclude with prayer. Gracious God, our Father, thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we have never seen before. We ask you, God, to continue to move by your Spirit, to lift heavy burdens, to destroy the yoke of bondage, to bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. Continue to cover us with your blood. Continue to give us your mercy and your grace. We thank you for all things. Continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us going out, and bless us coming in. God, we thank you for all things. God, if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I think I have one more caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
I am here. I think maybe you have some background.
Okay, we're going to try to work on that before we conclude. Okay, we're sorry, we had a little technical difficulties, but anyway, we thank God.
That was my mother trying to call in,
my mother, Margie Townsend, but we thank God for Mom, and so we know with no Mom, there would be no us, and so we thank God for you, you and you. Thank you again for all those that are listening, and again, Sister Lois Glenn Carter, Prophetess Stevenson, Missionary Locke, we thank God for you, you and you. I did my best, and certainly we'll try it again next time with our callers. Again, we want you to join us next week, same time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We conclude with the late, great Bishop Ronald E. Brown. Come on down. God bless you until we meet again.
Come on down, Lord. Come on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Oh, come on down. Mr. Thompson, we thank God for you listening in as well. Leave us a comment. Let us know that you're listening. Have a caller, 90 seconds. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Reverend Lamar. This is your mother.
Good evening.
Hello? Yeah, good evening.
Yes,
I just want to give you a shout out for myself as well as for Prophetess Rosa Stevenson. We are listening to you every Saturday, but this Saturday was something very different and very special about your message. And I just want to say to you, continue to allow God to bless you and use you and take you in his direction. And God bless you. Happy day.
God bless you. Thank you. I love you, Mother and Prophetess. God bless you.
Yes.